You people just keep bugging me, asking me when I'm going to finish talking about these amendments. Well, now I'm going to finish talking about these amendments. I've already talked through 1 through 4. They're on the podcast page. You can find my view of what I plan to do in terms of voting for or against these various amendments. We'll finish up. I'll try to do both of these because they're both ones I don't have an awful lot to say about them. Amendment 5 is the inflation adjustment for homestead property. And the short version of this is that you have a $25,000, you know, first cut homestead exemption on the taxable value of your home. And this would allow that to go up by the rate of inflation. So it'd be, you know, $25,008 and $25,023. And, you know, it would be a reduction of your, can't even say be a reduction of your taxes compared to what would otherwise happen. I guess it'd be a reduction of your property taxes. It's only on the first $25,000. It's not on the it is on both, but it's only on the non-school related portion. You know how like you get taxed to the county and you also get taxed to the school district. So this has to do with the county side, not the school side. I think there's some complexity here, but the short version is this would allow your homestead exemption to go up by the rate of inflation every year, so that your taxable value would be reduced by more if inflation is high. I suppose theoretically it could also be reduced by less if values went down, if inflation was negative, if it's deflationary, in which case I suppose you could lose some homestead exemption. That part's, again, not entirely clear, but that's been brought up a little bit. You know, that's the short version of it. I could read you the ballot language. It's actually a little. I will. Annual adjustments to the value of certain homestead exemptions. Proposing an amendment to the. That's not quite the right one. Yeah, that is the right one. Okay. Proposing an amendment to the state constitution to require an annual adjustment for inflation to the value of current or future homestead exemptions that apply solely to levies other than school district levies, and for which every person who has legal or equitable title to real estate and maintains thereon the permanent residence of the owner or another person legally or naturally dependent upon the owner is eligible, takes effect January 1st, 2025. A lot of language in there that probably doesn't mean much for you. The short version is this is designed to allow the homestead exemption to increase by the rate of inflation for only the county portion of what you pay, not for the school board portion. Thoughts? I'm conflicted on this one. And I'll tell you, the nature of my conflict goes as follows. Number one, all the Republicans voted for this one, and only a tiny, tiny number of Democrats voted for this one. So this is definitely an R versus D, okay, at least at the state level. That doesn't persuade me, though, and I'll tell you why. The advantage here is if you're going to do a homestead, it makes sense for the homestead to keep up with market shifts, you know, which is kind of what this is meant to do, because $25,000 becomes less and less significant of a reduction as the property value goes up and it doesn't keep up with inflation. I get that. That's the basic argument. $25,000 shouldn't be a chunk. $25,000 should be like a share of the value of the home or something like this should be your homestead. It's kind of the argument for it. And it seems like it's going to reduce property taxes, at least a tiny little bit. I'm not sure that it's actually going to reduce your property taxes very much. It's kind of small to begin with. Instead, it looks to me like it's a cost shift. Like what they're saying basically is that the county is going to lose money because whatever the taxpayers gain, the county loses, right? So it's the state coming in and acting like the, you know, the white knight to cut your property taxes or reduce the increase, if you want to think of it that way. But who's going to make up that difference? Is the county just going to be out money? How much money? If it's significant, how are they going to make that up? Are they going to raise your millage rate to make it up? Are they going to just deal with a loss of revenue? It's an unfunded mandate, in which case, it strikes me as the state legislature trying to look like they're tax cutters when what they're really doing is forcing the counties to pick up the tab for something that probably isn't going to matter much anyway for most people, is my theory about this. The other part of this that kind of bothers me is, I hate property taxes in general. I would love to see, there's a study supposed to go on that to figure out if we can get rid of property taxes entirely. God, I'd love that. I think they're completely unjustified. Like, they are really a version of government theft. You own your property as long as you pay the rent to the government, right? That's a property tax. As a result of hating property taxes, I also hate the homestead exemption. Not because as a homeowner I want to pay more, but because it's so silly. Why do you have a homestead exemption and not a rental exemption? Why? And the argument is that people who live in a home they own are going to take better care of it and be better for the community than renters. That's kind of biased anyway. But also, it's the way we play politics with the homestead exemption. We grant, you know, the military an exemption or disabled people an exemption or seniors. And just make the tax for people. All this nonsense about who does and doesn't pay for a thing, it drives me crazy. So it strikes me as just cheap politics, shifting money to the counties, and it's not going to likely be all that money for the individual anyway. In the aggregate for the county, it might be substantial. I'm voting no. Now, that puts me in an uncomfortable position of having to agree with the Democrats and disagree with all my Republican friends. But remember my basic principle. Vote no on every constitutional amendment by default unless you are dragged kicking and screaming into voting for it. And does it have to be done this way? This is actually one where if you're going to make this change, I guess you do have to do it at the constitution level. But is this some great, grand, pressing change that's been demanding for action all these years? And I would think no. So I'm a no on five.